Well, he had long-term battles with booze and drugs. Not big, not clever, but very rock and roll. He's had a succession of ludicrous haircuts, from a mod bowl cut through an alarming afro, hint of feeling the need to compete with Hendrix, perhaps, to the celebrated floppy curtains of flowing mane, which are almost obligatory for the self-respecting guitar hero. These days, though, he has a sort of slightly grown-out crop, like a timid would-be skinhead afraid to go the whole hog. He's also been a long-time beardy. In the past, the full face, but these days, the slightly grown-out stubble, like a timid thespian afraid to go the whole Brian Blessed. He was also known as something of a snappy dresser in the psychedelic 60s, but this was, of course, a time when being a dandy consisted wearing anything that hadn't had a hole burnt in it by a rogue spliff. For the last few years, he's been wearing the height of discreet designer threads. So, as he aged gracefully, or what we in the business know as the reverse Elton John syndrome, or has he just got boring and lost whatever star quality he ever had?